रामाय राम भद्राय रामचंद्राय वेद श्री रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय पते नमः। युद्धकांड चैप्टर नंबर 15, द काउंसिल ऑफ इंद्रजीत। As Vibhishna, wise as Brihaspati, offered his counsel, Indrajit, the bravest and the best of the Rakshasa heroes, heard him with anger and impatience. Now he sprang up and cried, "Uncle, what words are these? Do you expect anyone to take them seriously? Are you not ashamed to speak thus like a white-livered coward? I never expected that anyone, much less a scion of the noble race of Paulastya, would talk like this. Fie upon him who speaks and fie upon him who heeds such words. Your words, utterly bereft of strength, energy, valor, splendor, or anything good and great, are worthy only to you, not of our far-famed Paulastya race. You live up to your name of Kanishtha. Most despicable of Rakshasas, you quake in sheer fright like an abject coward, and you seek to reduce us to the same plight. Those Kshatriya striplings, what are they before us? The lowest of our Rakshasas here would swallow them playfully. The thing called fear is unknown to us. Have you forgotten what happened? The Lord and Master of the three worlds, the Lord of boundless wealth, the leader of the hosts of heaven, mighty and valiant, is Indra. And this dreaded Indra did I strike down. I made his Airavata, the elephant that guards the quarters, bite the dust. I plucked out its tusks and with them put to rout the hosts of gods. And I, who curbed the pride of the gods, I that made the best and the bravest of the Danvas cry out of mercy. I, whose strength and valor know no bounds, I am to tremble, am I, before two little boys, the sons of that Dasharatha who is to tremble in terror before us? I say, these boys are neither the gods nor the Danvas that confronted me. Why then do you try to frighten me?" Indrajit was radiant in his might. No one dared to approach him, what he said and what he did. Vibhishna himself, no mean warrior, listened to him patiently and again offered advice pregnant with meaning and most conducive to the interests of his master. But it failed to make any impression on the mind of Indrajit. "My dear boy, you are yet a child. Your intellect has not reached maturity. You are not yet capable of carefully investigating a subject and reaching a sound decision. You rave wildly and foolishly and seek your own destruction. I have been saying again and again with many strong reasons that if we oppose Rama, it would be the end of Ravana, his sons, his kin and his army. But you are obstinate in folly. A son of Ravana only in name, you are in reality his relentless foe, bent upon bringing about his death. You would ruin not only yourself, but also him that brought you into this world. It is but just that such a misguided fellow should be put out of the world, and the same fate should be meted out to him who admitted you in this council chamber, an ignorant and foolhardy lad. You cannot discriminate between right and wrong. You are puffed up with pride. You think yourself the most intelligent man. You never sat at the feet of the good and the great. You know not the rules of good society. You are by nature cruel. Your mind ever seeks the path of evil. You never think before you act. Your thoughts run after wicked courses. Base and boyish, you but babble nonsense. I thought Prahastha, Mahaparshva and their ilk were the evil genius of your father. But lo, you have surpassed them all. What do you know of the might of Rama's arrows? You may escape the rod of Brahma and the fire of final destruction. You may flee from the rod of Yama, but none can survive the shower of arrows ringed with the fire when Rama stands in the field of battle and bends his terrible bow. Your Majesty, for our many sins of omission and commission, there is but one remedy. Let us hasten to place at the feet of Rama our wealth, our gems, ornaments, garments, most precious possessions. Let us take back to him Janaki, who is like Mahalakshmi herself. Let us entreat him to forgive us our sins. Then and then alone shall we and ours live in peace and happiness. I can think of no other course than this.
Mangalam Kushlindraya Mahaniya Gunapte Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhomaya Mangalam.